ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। सर्वयोनिषु कौन्तेय मूर्तयः सम्भवन्ति याः, तासां ब्रह्म महद्योनिः अहं बीजप्रदः पिता। We should be understood that all species of life, O son of Kunti, are made possible by birth in this material nature, and that I am the seed-giving father. In the purport, Srila Prabhupada explains, Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, is the original father of all living entities. The living entities are combinations of the material nature and spiritual nature. They are not only seen on this planet, they are actually called a sarvaga, a sarvagataha. They go everywhere, in all over the universes. Within the earth there are living entities, even within water and within fire. All these appearances are due to mother material nature and Krishna's seed-giving process. The purport is that the material world is impregnated with living entities who come out in various forms at the time of creation, according to their past deeds. So, I think last time we were talking about Mahavishnu glancing at the material nature, isn't it? And impregnating the material nature with the living entities through his glance called as... What is the glance of Mahavishnu called as? There was a particular name I said. Shambhu, exactly. Because only through the agency of Shambhu, Vishnu can impregnate Maya. Because Maya is the wife of Bathsheba. So, through his glance, he is putting all of us into this world. So, one time, Swami Bhaktirasana Maharaj, when he used to come to IIT, he was telling us that right now, all of us are in the womb of material nature, he said. Why? Because his body is made up of material nature, Panchamahabhut. Correct, no? And we are inside this body seated in the heart. So, even now also we are in the womb of material nature. Actually, material nature has 24 elements, but out of which 5 are this prominent Panchamahabhut, which we say. And then there are 3, Sukshma Sharir, or Linga Sharir, we call it. Body of desires. What is that made up of? Man, Buddhi, Ahankar. And after that, we have 5 indriyas and 5 tanmatras also. Shabda, sparsha, rasa, rupa, gandha are the 5. And then it makes it how much? 10 plus 18. And then we have which one? 5 knowledge occurring senses and 5 working senses also. That makes it another 23. Plus 1, the soul is 24. And super soul makes it 25, totally. In Sankhya, this conglomeration of material elements, without the soul, it's actually called a Sangata. The word Sangata, it will come in the 13th chapter, we studied it. So, this 5 elements in which we are seated, the soul is seated in this body. This is what Krishna is saying here. Aham bija pradhapita means who is the bija Krishna is giving? Which is the bija? We are the bija actually. The adhyatmic bija. So, in this sense, Prabhupada gives a very easy to understand example. Like a man and woman, when they unite, the semen of the man carries the living entity through which the egg offered by the mother is broken, and then the semen breaks the egg, and then the egg emulsifies into fetus and everything. So you can see that the flesh in the body of the child is supplied by whom? Flesh and bones in the body of the child? By the mother. And the life in the body of the child is, of course, is supplied by the father. He is not the supplier. Krishna is giving him to supply. That is one verse in the Chitraketu's section. Yata dana suvaidana bhavanti. Bhavantina bhavanti cha. There is one verse. It says that actually, ultimately, Krishna only gives the impetus for a man to be able to impregnate and offer a child to his wife. That impetus is actually given by Krishna only. Of course, which soul should go to which family, he only knows exactly. And that particular family, the child is born. So, just as the father gives the soul and the mother gives the body, similarly, Prabhupada is comparing this to Krishna and the material nature. It's a nice comparison, easy to understand, very easy. So, how Krishna is giving the souls? He's taking them from the spiritual sky and planting them into the material nature. So, somebody may ask a question. If souls were eternally existent, naja, what is that verse? Natve vaham jatanasam. Then how can we say we are dependent on Krishna? Krishna existed and I also existed from the dawn of creation. So, I am also not an ordinary person. I am also existing from, you know, from natve vaham jatanasam. But actually the soul is not a nirapeksha satya. The soul is a sapeksha satya. Which means Krishna is nirapeksha truth. He doesn't depend on anyone for his existence. But the soul's existence is impossible without the presence of Krishna in the first place. So, can there be sunlight without the sun? No, without sun there cannot be any sunlight. So, the sun, the existence of sunlight is a proof that sun is existing. First is Shakti and then Shaktiman. From Shaktiman only comes Shakti also. So we are all Shaktis of Krishna. Yeah, Nityo Nityana. He is the maintainer of everyone. He is the one supreme who is the bharta for everybody. He is a supreme. So he exists and we exist with him. And the jivas, see how this part and parcel. See, the meaning of the word part is different from part and parcel. Why Prabhupada used the word part and parcel? For example, if you take a table or a chair, you break this leg, this is not a part and parcel. It's only a part. If I remove this leg and show you, you may call it a stick or something, isn't it? You won't call it a stool or anything. Whereas if you take a kadisakar and you break a small portion and show it, that's also kadisakar only. It has all the ingredients of what the total mountain of Kadisakar has. So the soul is like that. It's not just a part. It is a part and parcel. So and another example Prabhupada gives is the ocean water and the drop which is compared to the soul. Why we are compared to the drop? The chemical constituents are same in the water also. Although a small drop of water, in what way in Vaishnava Siddhanta we don't accept the ocean and this drop of water example is, people sometimes say that, you know, it goes and merges into the ocean. Prabhupada says, even after it merges, you will find H2O remains separate only. Two atoms of hydrogen, one atom of oxygen, they don't merge into one another. Finally, individual identities are there. You will see that. Plus, along with that, if you take a water, your water cannot have whales in it. It cannot have waves in it. Is it not true? It cannot wreck a ship or something. Whereas the waves of the ocean can do that. So, now, we are a tiny part and parcel, but the part and parcel is created in such a way that without serving the whole, it cannot be happy. Even before coming to the three modes, this is a very foundational knowledge. Just like in our body, you will see all the parts of the body, they nourish the body and get nourishment from the body. You will see. For example, my hands, my legs are going to the kitchen and the hands are picking up something, putting in the mouth. So all the parts of the body seem to be working for the welfare of the body. But ultimately, the body gives it all back to the senses, to the hands, to the legs, to the head, different parts of the body. It takes and gives back. Just like the government of India, it takes all the taxes and gives it back, supposed to give back to people in the form of welfare. Correct, no? Like the example is given like a king. He collects taxes, but what he does with the tax? Yeah, he does welfare work for the people. Like, you know, he lays roads, he plants the trees, he builds temples, he creates facilities for the praja. He takes from them and gives it back to them, like that. So, which means, you will see that, so these examples are given in a family also. Like all the members of the family, they cooperate with the leader of the family. Say father's family. And then the father also, when he gets a cooperation, ultimately gives it all back to the family members only. He doesn't keep anything for himself. Similarly, Krishna also is a central pivotal figure in the whole existence. So all jivas should serve him and in turn get nourishment from him also. So that is the organization. Prabhupada gives example of India also in his Ishopanishad. If you take a country, all the praja of a country, they serve the nation, and in turn they get nourishment from the nation also back. So this answers the question, why should we serve the Lord? Correct, no? You will always see, we will repeat one verse. Yataha pravrattir bhutanam yena sarvam idam tatam swakarmaha nirataha siddhim yata vindati tachrunu sve sve karmani abirataha samsiddhim labate naraha swakarmana tamabhyarchya siddhim vindati manavaha. Your college has a slogan, huh? Correct? Swakarmana tam abhyarcha siddhim vindati manava. They put that in VIT college. Correct, na? Right, yeah. Like in IIT Bombay, they have jnanam paramam dhyayam. Like that they put. Slogans are wonderful. Hmm? But in VIT college, it's acceptable because we have such a wonderful director. Huh? Really? Why? Like that they think. See, the meaning of these two verses is what? Yataha pravrittir bhutanam. What is the meaning of pravritti? Yataha pravritti means from whom all the living beings are coming out. From Krishna only we all have come, part and parcels. Yataha pravrittir bhutanam yena sarvam idam tatam. And then he is saying, swakramanatam, how to worship him? Because we have come from him, we have to worship him. Just like children come from mother and father. So they, you know, respect and adore and serve the parents. We have come from parents, so we serve the parents. Similarly, the supreme parent is Krishna. All jivas are parts and parcels of Krishna. So naturally, it is very natural for them to serve. And also feel some kind of, what is it, mamata you say? Identify one's connection with Krishna is very, very natural for the jiva. Mamata means prema, is it? Mamata means love, affection. Oh, right. Yeah. Like a child has for the mother. Like that, for us to have a natural affection for Krishna is very natural. So, and then he is saying, Sve Sve Karmani Abhirataha. Whatever in Varnashrama karma we may do, in Brahmachari Gras, Vanaprasa, Nyas, Brahmachatri, Vaishyashudra, whatever we do, and then he is saying, Sve Sve Karmani Abhirataha. We are absorbed in the work. Samsiddhim Labhate Narha. How can you achieve perfection while doing that work? He is saying, Sva Karmana Tam Abhyarcha. He is saying, with your work, you worship him. And then Siddhim Vindati Manavaha, he says. So, Krishna is the father and we are the children. It is very natural for us to serve him. One additional thing Prabhupada says based on Srimad Bhagavatam, that in this world you will find that all the living beings come from different living beings in four ways. Udbija, Andaja, Shvedaja, Jarayuja. See, this is very important information given in Bhagavatam. Why? This completely counteracts and defeats the modern day understanding of, you know, living beings coming from matter. Actually, Darwin even never said that living forms come from matter. Darwin also said that initially the absolute truth must have created one or two living forms from which I can tell you further how they must have evolved. Like that he said. He was talking about evolution of one form into another. Whereas, the later there was one Dawkins, the 18th century, 19th century, he said, why do you accept absolute truth or a creator? Let us come up with some concocted theory of our own. So, he wrote a book in which preface he said, this book should be read like almost like a fiction novel. He says, and then he goes on to say, you know, there was a sand and there was ocean and there was some lightning in the sky and there was a thunderbolt in the sky, some objects started moving in the water, and then he said primordial soup was created, and if the soup would be inside water it will undergo depolymerization, if it is outside the water it will be evaporated by cosmic rays. All that he wrote a concocted theory of his own, and somehow the living form came. Like that he came up with that. So it's called spontaneous generation theory, which even the small children going to school speak about. If you ask a child how did the first living form come, they will tell you this. So this is a cheating theory, because there is no history of any living forms coming from matter till date. And even now, no scientist can show that from matter we can create life. We cannot show. We can challenge even the cloning they do. What is cloning? They take cell of a female, cell of a male, you remove the nucleus and then put this nucleus into the female one and put it in the yoni of the surrogate mothers, about 100 mothers you put, one or two, few children may come out. But if you see in that, they take only living cells only. From a living body only they can take. Can they take wood or steel like this and create life? They cannot create life. Even cloning is done from a living form only. So Prabhupada wrote this book, Life Comes From Life. He challenged, show me one example of all, even this Dolly sheep, all this thing cloning they did, they say like this. But this is all, see, what is the difference between a cloned child and a child born from proper parents, Like husband and wife, they unite and then they get a child, properly born child. But in cloning, when you do, you take from a female body a cell and take from a male body a cell. And then when you do this, the child looks exactly like the father. It looks like a Xerox copy of the father or something like that. So the people generally think, at least I am leaving behind my copy and I am dying. That's their only satisfaction. But to get that copy, which looks similar like the father, they have to try, 100 mothers have to try and one child may be born, and that too with a deficient heart or deficient lungs, or one kidney failed and one kidney operating, like that it will be born. But even this is all done from a living body. That's most important thing. So this Prabhupada used to often quote this, Jarayuja, Andaja, Shvetaja. Andaja means what? Born from eggs. Jarayuja means we are all what? Jarayuja or Andaja? Ashvedaja? Or Udbija? Jarayuja. We are Jarayuja. Born from yoni. And Udbija means? Seeds. Yeah, you sow a seed, from that the plant comes out. Udbija. And then Shvedaja? Sweat coming from a living body causes the katmal, this bed bugs to be born. Sometimes the bed is not clean, then the katmal comes. Because from the sweat also, the living forms come from the sweat. But in the sweat, there is a facility for the living forms to take birth also. So Prabhupada says, besides this four, you cannot show one another way in this world how the living forms come. They all come like this. So, this is explained, yeah? Clone child? No, in Jarayuja only. Actually, what they do, Mataji? No, test tube babies are not born in test tubes. How many of you are aware? See, I met one very big biomedical doctorate man in the train in Calcutta. He said, what is the meaning of a test tube baby? He said, sometimes a man and woman are unable to beget a child. So sometimes in a test tube, they fuse the sperm and the egg in a test tube and then put it in the mother's womb. And they asked him, why are you putting in mother's womb? Why are you developing in a laboratory? He said, everything will rot off in the tube. The child cannot be grown in a test tube at all, he said. You only do the fusing in the test tube. And then in the mother's womb, 9 months, the child has to gradually develop, and his umbilical cord is connected to the mother's body, from where he is getting all the nourishment and eyes. And initial first month is like an apple only. In the second month, some 9 holes are seen. A third month, the head comes out, and the hands are like this, and slowly it develops. We have a whole video, almost a half an hour video on how the child develops in a womb, if you see. And this is not something replicatable in a laboratory. It cannot be done. All the Kauravas? Oh, they were kept in the pots and ghee pots. But they, originally, they came from the womb of that. No, that is true. Just like even our Indra cut those 49 maruts. Cut also. Actually, see, when you cut into 49 parts and then different souls enter each of those. Question, parts. In this pastime of Diti and Kashyapa, our Kashyapa is saying that Lord Shiva is passing in the evening. So he will throw some ghosts into your womb. Which clearly shows it's not necessary that from only the man-woman union, in that place the semen is placed. Only that soul has to take birth. Sometimes very powerful personalities like Shiva, he could hurl a soul to go and occupy a body, which is actually conducive for residence. See, basically what is this body given by material nature? It should be conducive for the soul to reside for a certain period of time. Then it will go and occupy. You take a rose plant, for example, you break it into two and keep it in two places, two plants will come. Now, if you take a branch of a rose tree and you place it, so how is it growing? Because one soul has entered into it. Because without the soul entering it, it cannot grow at all. It goes into a big tree. But once the tree has dried up, it has died, you know, even if you give a chemical injection and all, you cannot bring it back to life. It's not possible. Like you take this lemon tree, you know, it gives out so much acetic acids. I mean, this citric acid, you know. So much, you can get buckets of citric acid from the lemon tree. But once the lemon tree is dead, you cannot bring it back to life. With any amount of scientific effort, we cannot bring it back to life. So, but when the life is there in a rose plant, if you cut it into two and put it, then it grows. Now, any of you have done that in the garden? Yeah, you will see that. It's interesting. So, it has to take taken. So, what is exactly happening? When you break a rose plant thing and put it in the ground, that is a very conducive body for a soul to occupy. Correct, no? Only then it can grow. Otherwise, it cannot grow. It's not. So, these things Prabhupada answers in the Life Comes from Life. You will read in that book. In some section, it's coming. Yeah? Yes. No, each cell has millions of souls, actually.
And then one soul that is common in the body.
Yes, correct. That is in the heart, region of the heart.
So, one soul and many souls are staying together.
Yeah, yeah.
Similarly, in the rose plant example.
Yeah, correct.
Yes.
Prabhupada explains that when you plant a rose stick in the ground, if that body is conducive for a soul to reside, then the soul will come and reside, he says. Actually, even in our body, there are millions of souls, but they are not given so much importance. Why? In your house also, there are rats are there, cockroaches are there, ants are there, but they don't pay the rent, you know. Who pays the rent? You only pay. They also reside. Similarly, there are many souls in this body. They are just existing there like a vegetable. They don't do any activity. But actually, the person who is residing the body, he commits good karma, bad karma, and he gets the fruits. Yeah, correct. Yes. Earthworms also like that. That's true, yeah, yes.
So that soul enters at the point of cutting.
Correct. No, it's not necessarily at the point of cutting. When you cut and leave it, if the body is conducive, another soul can enter, and if the body becomes, you know, dried up, then it is no more conducive for residence. Prabhupada says a very simple example. Somebody asked him a question, why when you give poison to somebody, you know, immediately they die, you know, why the soul is driven out? Is poison more powerful than the soul? You know, somebody was asking Prabhupada. Prabhupada said, see, if your house is on fire, what you will do? You will run away. Similarly, the soul feels that this body is now no more conducive for living. So he quits the body when we put poison. He runs out of the body. He thinks that this body, basically the body should be conducive for living. Like what is that word? Vasamsi? Agar sharir jirna ho gaya, to what will you do with the jirna body? Then you accept, because see, a man is an 80-year-old man, but his desires are that of a young child or a youth. But that body cannot satisfy those desires. So he accepts another body. Karakna tata dehantara praptihi. Another body, he accepts that. And also, Prabhupada says that we can observe our bodies, you know, whether are they acting materially or are they acting spiritually. If my material body is acting very, very spiritually, it is excited by spiritual activities and everything, then that body is my last body. Because material bodies are useless for a spiritual personality. Because he goes to the spiritual world, and there he engages in service. But if the material body is responding to material stimuli, that means we are preparing for the next material body. Correct, no? Like somebody is... that is why this three modes of material nature chapter is very important. Like somebody is becoming triggered by Rajoguna or Tamoguna or Satoguna, something like that. Then that means, you know, they need continuation of material bodies in the material world in order to satisfy those desires. Correct, no? So... do I want to be conducted by Antaranga Shakti or I want to be conducted by Bahiranga Shakti? Now we have to. Like today one boy was telling, Prabhuji, I see Prabhupada did great things in this world. Huh? He went to America. He built so many temples. Why I can't do that? I also want to have a big ambition. I want to open many temples. I want to go to London, America. I want to travel fastly and do a lot of things. So in response to that, I was telling that, you see, even Dhirubhai Ambani, or if you take Bill Gates, Microsoft company man, they have established so many branches and centers and everything, but they are conducted by Bahiranga Shakti. But Prabhupada is conducted by Antaranga Shakti. That's very important. What are they conducted by? So Prabhupada's success is actually powered by Srimati Radharani. He got the Nityananda Avesh, with which he preached all over the world and established so many temples. And he did something which is beyond a body, which is 70 years old body, you know, what no ordinary human being can do. But the Karmis also, materialistic people also do big things. You all have seen what kind of buildings they build, what kind of expansion of business they do, what kind of millions and billions of dollars they earn, zillions practically. So they are also doing big things, but they are powered by Rajaguna, Tamaguna, you see, powered by material energy, because the soul is ready to work hard, endeavor, and also done some punya in the past. They may be so. In whatever way we express our desires in our heart, we become either powered by material energy or powered by spiritual energy. Just like you have seen sometimes a toy, you give a key. After the key is over, you leave it. Then the gadi moves, no? If the gadi moves, it just beats the drum or something like that. You see, no? So it's powered. Initially, so Radharani has to power us. And then let us go to the material world now and do something wonderful work. And then you go here, you preach. A lot of things happens through the devotee. So the body of the devotee is used as an instrument by Krishna. And then miraculous things may happen beyond the ability of the individual devotee. Similarly, when a jiva has desires which are separate from Krishna, naturally Krishna hands over the jiva, hands over to Maya. Then Maya Devi powers us. Maya Devi makes us play like a toy. Actually, that is why you all know these five things. Adhishtanam, Karta, Karanam, Cheshta, Daivam. These five things are said in Bhagavad Gita. See, Adhishtanam is the body. And a field in which we are doing the operation, Adhishtanam. Karanam are the senses, like the Jnanendriya, Karmendriya, they are Karanam. And Karta is the soul, who is the doer, Karta. And then Cheshta means endeavors made by the soul in the body. And Daivam is the fate, you know, whatever Lord ordains. So this can be easily explained with an example. You are going in Pune-Bombay Express Highway, you are going. So the road is Adhishtanam. And the car is the Karanam, the instrument which you are using. Adhishtanam, Karanam. And who is the Karta? Generally we think it's a driver, but Krishna says, Karta Ahamiti Manyate, he says. Which means, our body is like an autopiloted gadi. But autopiloted by whom? Either by Maya Devi, Gunamayi Devi, or Anandamayi Devi. Any one out of the two. Anandamayi Devi is Srimati Radharani. Gunamayi Devi is Durga Devi. So Durga Devi has three ropes with which, you know, she is making our body move. That is why Prakrite Kremanani, Gunai Karmani, Sarvashah, Ahankara, Mood, Atma, Karta, Ahamiti Manyata. He thinks he is the Karta. Actually, Karta is not the soul in this world. The Karta is the three modes. Prakrite Kremanani. They become the Karta. They activate us. But of course, sitting in this body, we have one thing with us, which is Cheshta. We can sincerely desire and make an effort to progress. And then Daivam is Krishna's grace, which can come on us. So, like autopiloted plane is moving in a certain direction. If it is the wrong direction, you can at least desire that I should go in the right direction. So, when we develop, desire is the seed, first seed that the Atma can express. And then Krishna will order the Maya Devi, who is a material agent, who is a material Karta. Maya Devi says, oh, this person wants to advance in spiritual life. Stop it. Now you direct him in this way. Like that, Mayadevi will be guided by Krishna. Because we are under Maya's custody, and Maya is under whose custody? Krishna's custody. So if we surrender to Krishna, then Krishna will guide the Mayadevi. The three modes will be guided. That's why you see devotees sometimes in Tamaguna, they come to Rajaguna, then Sattaguna. So this progress is made possible when Krishna orders Maya to change gears. From Tamaguna to Sattaguna. This person wants to become a devotee. Put him in the morning program. You know, let him rise early and chant Hare Krishna and follow the four rags and everything, wearing tila, dhoti kurta, sari, and one becomes, you know, very nice in Sattaguna. Then one is advancing very nicely. So, in this way, that is, actually, Daivam is ultimately the Lord's will in this this thing. What do you call it in the example given? In the devotee's life, not devotee's life, any jiva's life, the Daivam is the ultimate fate, whatever is written. Will of providence, we call it. Will of providence, yes. Will of providence. Sometimes somebody is going in the gadi, suddenly there's a tire bursting, correct, no? And then the gadi gets toppled or something like that. Or like Prabhupada says, even on a royal road there can be accident, says, yeah. Like a dog may run in between also, correct, no? So one has to take into account all those things. Everything has to be taken into account. But especially I quoted this example for one reason. Why I quoted this example? Generally we think we are the karta. Things are in our control. We generally think like that. And that is what Krishna says in the 5th chapter of Bhagavad Gita. Naiva kinchit karomi iti yukto manyeta tattva vit. One who is the tattva vit knows that I am not actually the karta. The three modes are doing it. And I am actually like a helpless creature in this body. And I have only one ability, which is to desire the right thing. Like, you know, sometimes you might have seen people who go for hunting in the jungle. Sometimes they catch a fox, you know, and they tie it in a, you know, like this, they tie it. Like this, they put a knot here and they carry. And the fox is behind. And the fox's mouth, they tie a rope also, because otherwise it will howl, no? It will make a big sound. So they tie the mouth also. Mouth is tied and his legs are outside like this and eyes are open. Like this, you know. He is watching that I am tied up now, but he can't do anything. Our situation like that only in this metal body. So we are tied by the three modes body offered to us. But one good thing we can do is Krishna has said, Mami vi prapadyante mayami tantalante. If you surrender to me, I will change the operation of the three modes. In fact, I can take you beyond the three modes also. He says. Otherwise, actually one of the first steps in spiritual life is to realize our insignificance. Which we will, as we proceed in this chapter, we will appreciate this point. How the three modes make us dance like almost like puppets in this world. And also we should see the world around us. How people are simply made into puppets by the qualities explained in this chapter. How the tamaguna, rajaguna, sattaguna, they make people dance according to the Maya's tune. You've seen a monkey sometimes, a man shows a stick and the monkey has to jump like this. Jump from this side to that side. So the living entities are like that only in Maya's hands. Maya makes them all dance. So we are also in the trap of Maya. And we are trying to come out actually. But Krishna says in this chapter, this knowledge I am giving you, Arjuna, is a very, very amazing knowledge. So learn to see the world with these eyes that I am giving you, he says. By learning to see the world around us and seeing ourselves also, what mode is operating in my body and mind now, right now? So we all can ask this question. By learning this chapter very nicely, we will come to understand that, I am in a lower mode now. I have to elevate myself to a higher mode. Sometimes, that also Krishna will say, sometimes the sattva is prominent, sometimes rajas is prominent, sometimes tamas is prominent. And as soon as the devotee detects that certain wrong modes are operating in me, then immediately a devotee has to take a corrective action. So, now why Krishna is giving this whole chapter, there is a reason. You see, the middle six chapters are Bhakti Yoga, correct? Why Krishna did not stop Bhagavad Gita with 12th chapter? And then he could have told Sarvadhanan Parityajya. But he's giving these next six chapters, which is considered as jnana. First six are karma yoga, middle six are bhakti yoga, last six are jnana yoga. But why is he giving this jnana yoga? Jnana yoga helps in detachment. A devotee in the beginning stages of spiritual life can have some attraction. And to get stability in spiritual life, vairagya is required. If vairagya is not cultivated, one can never regulate one's spiritual life. So that is why this jnana yoga is Krishna is giving us an additional accessory to Arjuna. But even though he is giving jnana yoga, still in the 14th chapter, he is telling Arjuna, I told you about three modes and everything. But jnana alone will not help you. Mamchayo, agyabhicharena bhakti. You have to do that. Then only sagunan samatitaitan brahmabhuyaya kalpate. He says like that. You need bhakti only, but this jnana is an additional support for you to cultivate detachment. And the detachment and that vairagya will help you to speed up your, accelerate your process of bhakti towards me very easily. That's why he's giving these six chapters. And while giving it, Krishna is also saying, I will teach you about how this material world is operating. What are the mechanisms in the material world? The three modes of material nature or the mechanism? How the material world is like upside down tree. And this tree has to be cut with the sword of knowledge. Asanga shastrena dridhena chitva. With detachment from the material world, one has to cut with that weapon, this tree. And while explaining this upside down tree, in the 15th chapter he explains it. In the 14th chapter he explains the three modes. How the whole tree is nourished by these three modes. Just like water nourishes a tree, similarly, three modes nourish the material world. You cut the three modes, the material world is gone. No more material world. The three modes are removed. So, as long as we operate in these three modes, then the tree of the upside down tree is also nourished. Again and again, we identify with the upside down tree. So, he's telling in the 15th chapter that we have to cut that tree and go beyond. Nirmana moha jita sanga dosha adhyatmane Tyavinivritta kama dvandvair vimukta sukha dukha sagnair gacchantya mudha padamavyayam tat. We have to become amudha. Mudha means one who is identifying deha as the atma, dehatma buddhi. That is one type of mudha. Another mudha is one who thinks of Krishna's body to be also material like our material bodies. And another mudha is one who cannot understand how these modes are operating and how we are stuck in this Maya's complex network and how to rise above this by surrendering to Krishna. So, for that, we have to become amudha. In this verse, he says that. So, in many qualities, Krishna is telling what we have to cultivate to become amudha in that verse. That comes in the 15th chapter. And what is 16th chapter? There he talks about the Daivi Sampath and Asuri Sampath, correct? And which are all actually, it is talking about the upside down tree in this material world, and there are these two natures operating, and we have to cultivate Daivi Sampath more. And whatever Asuri Sampath we have to remove. So in this connection, we should know the difference between these three things. Swarupa, Swadharma, Swabhava. These three things. All of you know what is Swarup. Our Swarup is a spiritual form in the spiritual sky. But when that spiritual form leaves the spiritual world and comes to the material world, he becomes shrunk like a Prabhupada says, now the soul is egg-shaped, he says. Looks like an egg. Because the egg means we have no activity. The soul is now sleeping peacefully. And who is active? Mods. That is why he says, Prakriti. So, we are like an egg only sitting inside, watching everything. What is happening? We are like the kshetrajna of the field, of the kshetra. We are just watching. We are being tossed by maya in this body. So, prakrite kremanani. You know that verse, no? Yanisha sarva bhutanam tasyam jagrati samyami. Yasyam jagrati bhutani sanisha pashyatomune. He says, what is night for the, introspective sage is day for the materialist, he says. No? And what is night for the materialist is day for. So that is true on a practical level also. when devotees sleep early, that is the time the material world, you know, becomes very active. Huh? Whole night, huh? Cities are very, very active, like till morning 3 or 4 o'clock. Like in IIT, we used to get up early in the morning to go for chanting, you know. At about 4, 4.30, we used to get ready. And that is the time boys will finish their volleyball playing and then they'll go to sleep. We used to remember this verse, Yani Shastra Bhutanam, you know. You know. And then when we are chanting, they are asleep. You will see that. So in this way, the modes are operating. And then Krishna is telling that we have Swarupa, but the Swarupa is in a dormant state. But we have to activate that Swarupa. Huh? For that famous song is sang. Jiva jago, jiva jago, Gaura Chandra bole boliye, jiva jago, jiva jago. Gaura Chandra bole kota nidra jao maya pishachira kole kota nidra kajimo boliya yeshe samsara vitore রহিলে তুমি অবিদ্যার ভরে বলিয়া রহিলে তুমি এনেছে ঔষধি মায়া নাচিবার লাগি নাচিবার লাগি হরি নাম মহামন্ত্র লাও তুমি মাগে হরি নাম মহামন্ত্র তোমার লইতে আমি হইনু অবতারা তোমার লইতে আমি হইনু অবতারা আমি বিনা বন্ধু আর কে আছে তোমার আমি বিনা ভকতি বিনোদ প্রভু চরণে পড়িয়া ভকতি বিনোদ প্রভু জয় হরে নাম মন্ত্র দৈল মাজিয়া জয় হরে নাম মন্ত্র জীব জাগো জীব জাগো গৌরচন্দ্র বলে জীব জাগো জীব জাগো গৌরচন্দ্র বলে কত নিদ্র যাও মায়া পিশাচির কোলে কত নিদ্র যাও মায়া Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama.
See, this Mahamantra is the waking up medicine for the soul. Eneshi Aushadi Maya Nashibara Lagi. Harinama Mahamantra Lavatma. So, by repeatedly chanting this holy name, this is actually just like you have the alarm clock. The morning it wakes you up. Even though one may be deep asleep, you jump up immediately, isn't it? It's better to put the alarm clock and keep it on the top of a bureau or something. So you cannot switch off also and get up in the morning. Similarly, the Mahamantra wakes us up spiritually. Just like the alarm clock wakes us up materially. For waking up the material body, you need alarm clock. For waking up the spiritual body, we need holy name. Harinam. So, in this way, what is the meaning of the soul waking up? That means beginning to render devotional service. See, for rendering devotional service, you need spiritual limbs. Is it not true? We need spiritual body for entering devotional service. But the beauty is, Srimati Radharani accepts our material body as spiritual if we are ready to offer our body, mind, words to a guru, Vaishnava guru. Even though we have not yet become fully spiritually awakened, if we agree to strictly follow the instructions of a guru, then our body, mind, words are accepted as spiritual by Radharani. Although the soul may be still, still like egg only. It is not yet opened his hands, legs. He's still like, sometimes people get up from the bed, they still cannot see. You've seen that they're rubbing their eyes. They don't know where they are. Many times. So like that, the soul is slowly waking up. Devotional service. Sometimes a person comes to the society, but still is in hallucination of material life. Like sometimes we have this music, they put this jambe. And people are dancing like rock or something. Sometimes you can see the boys moving like a rock dancer, break dance or something they are doing still. So they are enjoying, at least they are dancing for the Hare Krishna Kirtan, that's the only solace. They have still not yet come out of that hallucination. Still that hallucination is going on. Only solace is Mahamantra is also going inside. That's the only solace. Similarly, people come for different reasons to this society. Many material reasons they may come. But the spirit soul gradually has to awaken. The awakening actually happens when we start seeing properly, see the truth properly. As explained in this chapter, what is Sattvaguna, what is Rajaguna, what is Tamaguna, and how these three gunas are conducting the body. Just like, when there is a electric wire, when electricity is passed, it can give a shock. Is it not true? Similarly, this appears like a body, my body, but actually every sense of this body is controlled by a demigod. Like the eyes are controlled by whom? By Surya. Similarly, every one of the parts of the body, like the mind is controlled by the moon, moon god. So these are, the control of the senses are not in our hands actually. The control room is elsewhere. All these things. Then we may say, then how am I doing things like this? Actually, we are allowed to do these things by those demigods actually. That's how we are able to use our senses. The senses are with us, but the operation control is elsewhere. Just like in those days, we used to hear the story, some Rakshasa, if you want to kill him, you have to go some 7 mountains away, 7 oceans, there is one parrot or something, you twist that fellow, and here this fellow will die. You know that, isn't it? Similarly, you'll see, our eyes, you know, for eyes to operate, you need the sun, otherwise you can't see each other also. Similarly, every one of the, so one of the first steps in spiritual life is to see that my body is operating under the three gunas. Huh? Correct. That is true. Yeah. The person, whoever is heading whichever department, his actions have to be aligned with the top man in the company. He can't do what he wants. Of course, he has some area of jurisdiction where he can, like Yamaraj told his Yamakinkaras, that you see, you fellows have a jurisdiction. What is it? It's a sinful living entities. But if somebody has chanted one holy name, finished, that fellow goes out of our jurisdiction. You cannot touch him. That's what he told him. So he has some control. If he goes beyond the jurisdiction given to him, then they will be punished. Correct. Similarly, we have no power. Actually, we have to depend on, actually, yes. That is true. Yakala Ishwara Krishna. Arasama Bhritya. Everybody. That's true. That is why Rishikena. If we use our senses in Krishna service, the demigods will become very happy. And I am taking care of this fellow's sense. Now it makes some sense. Huh? Correct, no? Because he is using it in Krishna service. And when the demigod see that this fellow is using his senses for his own purposes, then demigod become fed up. This living entity wants to enjoy in its own way, and for that I have to serve. And they will ask Supreme Lord, why should I serve this fellow? They will get better. That is why Rishikesh and Rishikesh is saved. It's called Rishikesh. Like that. So the mind, the senses, and all the resources we have with us, the body. That's why we say, Kaya na vacha manasendriya irva buddhyatmana va prakriti svabhavat karomi yadya sakalam parasmai narayana yati samarpayami. We say like that. We offer in totality everything. This is the reason why we offer. Because we have taken it from Krishna. Like company gives me a car, I should use the car for the company's purpose. So Krishna has given me the body and the senses and all the facilities. In fact, what happens by this, there is one verse. What is that verse? Tribir gunamayair bhavair yevisarvamidam jagat. And then what he says? Mohitam nabijanati. There is one more verse where he says, those who know that I am beyond the three gunas, Echaiva sattvika bhava rajasastama shaschaye mattaye veti tan viddhi. No. That is different. That is from another shloka you have attached here. See, Echaiva sattvika bhava rajasastama shaschaye. Sanpaya. They all come from me only. Natvaham teshu temai, something like that. I am not. Natvam teshu temai. And then one more verse he says, those who know this, those devotees also go beyond three gunas, he says. One more verse is there. What is the next verse? What is the three gunas? Read that. Tribir gunamaya bhava. Correct. Which is the verse where Krishna says, those who know that I am the beyond the three gunas, they also go beyond three gunas, he said. Is it? No. What is that verse? He says, karmabir nasa badyate. Like that he will say. What is that verse? Karmabir nasa badyate. They also will not be bound by all this karma because they have understood that I am beyond the three modes. If you know Krishna is above the modes and you hold on to his lotus feet, then we also go above. Above the three modes. That's a very beautiful. No. The three gunas are conducted by Durga. Durga has his three gunas, Sattaguna, Rajaguna, Tamaguna, about which we are going to discuss in the next subsequent classes. We will be discussing more about this. So the three gunas are. Namam karmani limpanti name karma phale spriha yomam avijana karma bir nasabadyate says, yeah. I am not touched by good karma, bad karma. And those who know this truth, they also become beyond the karmas. All good karma, bad karma, they can go. Same way with gunas also. Devotees are called Nivritta Guna Vritti. You know, where is it coming? Kunti Maharani. Nivritta, what is that verse? Namo Akinchana Vittaya Nivritta Guna Vrittaye Atma Ramaya Shantaya Kaivalya Pataye Namaha. Devotees are also beyond the three gunas, the pure devotees, and they are directly under Krishna's custody. So that is why we have to want to become conducted by Antaranga Shakti. So in our life, if you see morning to night, sometimes you are conducted by Antaranga Shakti, sometimes you are conducted by Bahiranga Shakti. There is a mixture. Little bit this, little bit that. Sometimes, he's changing gears. Gear changing. So, in this way, gradually what should happen is, Antarang Shakti proportion should increase or decrease? Increase. And Bahiranga Shakti proportion should reduce, gradually. And over a period of time, the whole body will become spiritualized by Antaranga Shakti. Then such a person is called Jivan Mukta. See, Jivan Mukta means, even while moving or about in this world also, a person is fully conducted by spiritual energy. Sandhini Sambethiladini. He is not conducted by Tamaguna, Sattuguna, Rajaguna. That is three spiritual modes, we call it. What are the three spiritual modes? Sandhini, Samved, Hiladini. So, Sandhini is the spiritual existence and Samved is spiritual wisdom and Hiladini is spiritual bliss, spiritual happiness. So, that conducts the devotee, the Swarup Shakti. So, I was telling you about the Swarupa and Swadharma means what? Our conditioned duties. Right now, see, somebody is conditioned to be a Brahmana. He has Brahminical duties. Somebody is conditioned to be Kshatriya. Kshatriya duties. Vaishya duties. Shudra duties like that. So this is Swadharma. And the Swadharma doesn't change practically for the whole life. Krishna says, you know, he says, Shreyan Swadharmo Vigunaha Paradharmat Swanushtita. That means whatever Swadharma your body has entitled for you in this Janam, you do your Swadharma, but that's why I told you that was Svesya Karmani Abhirata. Whatever Swadharma you do, what you do? Offer the fruits to Krishna. That is it. Yeah. In that this thing. And then Swabhava is something that we have to change. That is why Krishna is talking about 16th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, where the wrong Swabhavas have to be given up, he is saying. Like the Asarik Swabhav, if we possess any of them, one has to give them up. Because they are generally born of Rajoguna and Tamaguna. They have to be given up. And if we refuse to give them up, the very same Asurik Prabhuti will dominate more and more and gradually that will take away one sattva. Because there is a competition between these three gunas. Sattva, rajas, tamas. Tamas sattvam, rajas chaiva, rajas sattvam, tamas sattva. Like that in one verse he says. They are all competing. Which one will come first? See, all of us, it's not that we will never go to, we will always be in Sattaguna or always be in Rajaguna. But you will see that predominantly there is one mode in our system. Rajaguna is in the top, or Tamaguna in the top, or Sattaguna in the top. But you will find that Krishna will, in the next few verses, talk about the characteristics of each of these gunas. How does Sattaguna means, what is in operation, which mode operates. So there are in Uddhava Gita, Lord Krishna tells Uddhava, there are 10 things in this world based on which the gunas are categorized, like time of the day. Morning time is Sattaguna, day time is Rajaguna, night is Tamaguna. Similarly, food, he says, place. Like that, there are 10 items, he says. So, if somebody can make a list of those 10 items and be very careful to always choose the Sattaguna in those 10 items, then you can progress very fast in spiritual life, which is a secret. Only thing is difficult to follow all of them. But you can do that research. Actually, the purpose of studying this chapter is what? To rise above rajas tamas, which are lower natures. If you know that even in companies people do, like, you know, those who get stressed in the companies, we give a stress management seminar. We ask them, when did you get stressed? When did you become irritated? When did you lose your confidence? When you felt lonely? Or when did you break down? So they write whether the emotion was intense or less intense, or what time of the day it happened, was mistake mine or mistake his, and they write all. We have a tabular column, we do that. And this kind of making this list of items, they will find that one emotion is repeatedly coming in life, you will see. Either somebody is becoming repeatedly lusty, or repeatedly angry, or repeatedly proud, you know, repeatedly greedy, you will find. So if you make a list of 20, 30 occurrences in your life, whatever is predominantly happening, then they will have to take a survey of that and learn more about how to counter it. In companies have to do. So same way company people do with some kind of understanding, but we are doing with authentic scripture, which is Bhagavad Gita. So we learn the three modes, and the purpose of this active exercise is to actually make our system conducive to go back to Godhead. Just like in your home now, you have a beautiful altar here, and anything eaten in this home is a food offered to Krishna, otherwise they don't eat, correct, no? And you keep the ambience very spiritual. Why? Because it's very conducive. Same way our body is also like a home, correct, no? We can make the body conducive for acceptance of Krishna consciousness. So, Dhyutam, Panam, Sriya, Suna, Yatra, Adharmas, Chaturvidadis, for meat eating, gambling, intoxication, illicit sex, we give up. Because then it cleanses the body. We chant the holy names. And we accept the 64 regulative principles given by Rupa Goswami Pad, which are all limbs of devotional service. We accept them. So in this way, we can prepare our body to come to the Sattva Guna and then transcend. See, coming to Sattva Guna is like what? Going to airport to catch a plane. Then only you can fly. Launching pad. Otherwise, in the road, you generally go in the car only. You cannot fly in a car. If you have to fly, you have to go to airport. That is why from tamas and rajas, we bring ourselves to Sattva Guna, keep ourselves in Sattva Guna. In Sattva Guna also there are problems. Krishna will explain that. But being in Sattva Guna, one should gradually go to Vishuddha Sattva platform. It's a spiritual platform. Just like aeroplane, you have seen, it goes, it runs very fast. I get a lot of enthu when I see the plane going so fast. I wanted a lot of things also. When you see the plane, how fastly they... First, they, that this thing, the propellers, you know? Yeah. So we study this lift, drag and all that we study, you know, buoyancy and flotation. So it goes a certain, and then it takes off, you see, you know? Similarly, we have to take momentum and in Sattva Guna, reside in Sattva Guna and from there go to Shuddha Sattva, beyond the three modes, not to get affected by the lower modes. You know? So this chapter is a very important chapter for devotees. Of course, the last six chapters are important. But Krishna himself appreciates this chapter in the beginning as we were reading it. In 2-3 verses, because he says that this knowledge is actually the operating mechanism of the material world. How this material world operates. It's a secret actually. If we can learn this properly, we can see the world around us. Oh, what is in operation now? How to exercise caution and protect ourselves, our Krishna consciousness. So in this way, in this particular verse, which we read today, he says that Aham Bija Pradhapita. I am the seed giving father. Prabhupada says in the material world, who is mother and father? Material world, Shiva and Parvati are the mother and father, Prabhupada says. But in the on a spiritual platform, Radha Krishna, Lakshmi Narayan, Sita Ram, that is our spiritual parent. But in the material world, for the material body, our Durga has given this body. And Shiva Shambhu only has glanced and thrown us into this womb. So Shambhu is the material father and Durga becomes a material mother. As long as we have a material body. So living entity, last time Rasagopu said, correct? Living entity means soul plus material body. Then it is called living entity. But when we quit this body and we have no more connection to the material world or material body, then we propose no more material world, no more material body, no more misery. He says in one lecture, conclusion. Then the soul returns to the spiritual world. So next class when we come, we will get into the three gunas discussion. Probably one or two verses we will discuss next class. Jai Shri Prabhupada ki. Yeah, I can take one question. Yeah. Discouraged. Yeah. But actually, we also... Correct. You see, how these modes operate also, I want to tell you. Like if you are working for a medical transcription company, you know, in a medical transcription, anybody knows what is the perfection required in a medical transcription company? Anybody knows? How much percentage of perfection is expected to decoding the medical transcriptions, transcribing them? You know, you need 98% or so. You know, those who are not in 98%, they are chucked out. You know, 96%, 98%, because the medical transcription cannot be faulty. If it is faulty, then the patient will die. Correct, no? It has to be very perfect. They give a good salary also. So there are some. So depending on the performance of a candidate, his promotion or demotion is based on that. Correct, no? Not only medical transcription, any company for that matter. Like when I was in Seattle, one devotee was driving me. He was telling me in Microsoft, the top 5% and bottom 5% are marked every year. And the top 5% are given promotion. The bottom 5% are removed from the company. They are considered much below average. They are removed. So everybody tries to be above the bottom 5%. Correct, no? To survive in the company. Then people work hard. Similarly, the three modes operating on our body will depend on what cheshta we do. Cheshta means endeavor. What endeavors we do. That endeavor is in our hands only. We have the free will. You know, the free will is there. If you desire something, then who takes note of our desire? Super soul. Super soul takes note of our desire. And super soul is the one who orders the material agency Maya. Maya Devi, now this fellow wants to go to temple. Then immediately Maya Devi actually accordingly changes your modes, which take you to temple. Then suddenly Satuguna comes. Sometimes you can see in India people on festival days and all, they become very, very Satuguna. You've seen that? Huh? Correct, no? Yeah, immediately they will wear kumkum, chandan, everything. Everybody will be springing to action in a home, you know? Correct, no? So the modes actually will happen on the order of super soul. But the super soul activates the modes based on desire. So we have to desire first what we want. So we have to cultivate right desires. And how do we cultivate right desires? Three modes are facilitating according to order of the Lord. But sometimes what happens, because we have too much entertained Rajaguna or Tamaguna, sometimes they may appear like overtaking us. You know? Like one boy was telling, Prabhuji, my problem is every day afternoon I come and sleep 2 hours, you know, in the room. I am not able to get up. I asked why, because the fan is beating me down. He said, Acha, fan is beating down? Then who switched on the fan? He said, I only switched on. He said, you switched on the fan and the fan is beating down. So because he put on the fan and the fan is very... How many of you experienced when the fan is too fast, we cannot get up very easily? You have experience? Correct? Huh? Yeah. So too much fast is not good. We don't feel like getting... But who puts the speed? We only operate. So one thing is our act. We have to watch our actions. Self-awareness, we say. See, the modes may influence your desire, but one of the counter ways to operate against your mode is to put yourself in right association. You know, there are two types of preaching, Balotpadita and Swabhaviki. So, Swabhaviki preaching means, you know, naturally you have inclination to Krishna consciousness. Balotpadita means like Vidura preached to Dhritarashtra. That is Balotpadita preaching. So, sometime if our modes are too strong, we have to put ourselves in which association? Balotpadita association. So that they will... I don't have ability to work against modes. Somebody else takes charge of me and he says, I will control your modes. So powerful, superior association. Especially association which we love with our hearts. See, association is available. But one, we should want it. When we desperately want it, we get it also. Sangha. That, so we should have positive sangha, spiritual sangha. So the material sangha can be... You know, satsangan mukta dussango, it is said in Bhagavatam. The best way to avoid bad association is to be in good association. He says like that. Because you can't do two things simultaneously. Either one is in class or one is in movie theater. You know, one cannot do both things. Isn't it? So, in this way, that is why the association is so much emphasized in the scriptures. Sangha means association. Satsanga means good association. Prasanga means Prabhu ka sangha. That is prasang. Bhagavan ki sangha ko prasang bolte hai. Satam prasangan mamavirya samvido. That is prasang. Our Mahavishnu Maharaj says, preaching means reaching Prabhu to all over the world is preaching. He says, P plus reaching. He's saying, reach the Lord to other people. That is preaching. That means if you are preaching to people, if people don't get Prabhu ultimately, then your preaching is useless. He says. So preaching. Similarly, prasanga is actually Prabhu ka sang, he says. So when coming in association, we will be inspired to cultivate right desires. Nice desires, right desires. And we can easily see that. When you come in the company of good natured people, godly people, then we also feel, oh, I should do something in my life also. We develop a desire also. Coming in the company of association of devotees. That is Bhaktivinoda Thakur says. Correct. You still remember it after so many years. He says, a devotee should enrich goodness. What is the thing he says for passion? There is one word he uses, Bhaktivinoda Thakur. And curb ignorance. For ignorance, he says, we have to curb it. For that, he uses another word. I'll just look out for that. Exact word what Bhaktivinoda Thakur uses. That means, you know, like what is passion? Somebody is running in one direction. But imagine, for example, instead of going towards temple, he's going in the opposite direction. So you just take his, make him take U-turn and then he'll run in the right direction. The passion should be used. It's doubtful, but he uses some particular word for that. I'll try to get that word. So, he says that actually an ignorance has to be covered. And when we read the qualities of Sattva Rajas Tamas, it will be very interesting. When we go to the further verses of this chapter, they describe. It's very valuable for us to learn this and observe ourselves, observe the world around and protect ourselves. Because even in the very advanced stages of bhakti, one can again be pulled into modes. Like you see, Chitraketu had seen Lord face to face. After seeing Lord Vishnu face to face, when he was flying in the Akash Marg, he said to have become slightly proud. And he commented on Lord Shiva. He thought he can comment on Lord Shiva. And then he got a demon's body. Similarly, I told the other examples last time I was telling. So the three modes are very powerful in this world. But one should not become so frightened that one doesn't do any homework only. You know, one has to go beyond them. One has to, because unless one gets rid of them, one cannot go to the spiritual world. With Krishna's help, with the help of scriptures and Sangha of devotees, he can go beyond that. But it's most easily done through devotion service. Jnanis, yogis, I read this Muchukunda's, you can read the last but one verse in Muchukunda chapter. It is chapter number 53, I think 10th canto. You read the last but one verse, there he says, the yogis and jnanis, even though they give up the things of the material world, the vasana still remains in their heart. Like that he says, Lord is telling to Muchukunda. But because you are a devotee, Muchukunda, those vasanas also will be completely burnt away in your heart. Like that Lord is blessing him. The last but one verse of 53rd chapter, I think. 63rd or 53rd, I don't know. The chapter of Muchukunda, deliverance of Muchukunda chapter. Jai Shri Prabhupada ki. Yeah.